April 29th, we are creeping up to the end of the month, ready to get into a turnaround month, May. Joining me, as usual, is Chris Steinecker, President and CEO of St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce. Good to see you, sir.
It's great to see you again, Joe. I can't believe the month is almost over already, but we've had a lot of progress, process, information thrown at us. And again, I know we talked about it yesterday, Joe, but I'm not just throwing it your way, buddy, but what Catalyst is doing to help all of us get the message out and all your people covering all the different things that you're covering to keep us sane, to keep us informed, and to keep us looking forward. I do believe that's going to be the magic of St. Pete. So I appreciate all my media partners and I appreciate what you guys are doing at the Catalyst for me. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I agree. The team has just been incredible. They've stepped up. We've started a Saturday edition, so we're increasing our workload by 20%, and it's we're working from home, and it's such a balancing act to to cover obviously the pandemic from so many different ways, but then not let the other news and other information and other stories go by the wayside because we're solely focused on coronavirus. So couldn't be prouder of them. They've just absolutely killed it. Bill with this new Catalyst sessions and keeping the art flame alive.
Oh, that's cool.
Margie is continues to be heads above, the best business reporter in Tampa Bay, and Megan holding it all together and her great insight and writing on the civic front. So really a dream team. It's been fantastic.
And it's a lot of fun, but I tell you, they're frontline workers just like anyone else. I mean, as far as like how hard some of the, I had a chamber staff meeting today and we did the same thing, as we're really working hard and starting to get tired by just how hard this is to work remotely, to do as much as we're asked. But there's relief ahead still. So I'd love to talk about, let's not get too tired, because I want my businesses to get as much money as possible. And now there's a new chance. Let's talk about it a little bit, okay?
Sure. Do that. We're going to bring back first time repeat guest, I believe. Mike Mydell.
Yeah, Mike Mydell. Mike, you have the distinction of you and the mayor, the only two that have attended twice into these sessions. So
I'm honored.
Yeah, you should be. Well, listen, I know people know you, but just go ahead and introduce yourself real quick.
Sure. Yeah, I'm Mike Mydell. I'm the Economic Development Director for Pinellas County.
Well, thank you for being here. It looks like you're still hunkered down at home in your office there, it appears.
Yeah, we are social distancing. Staff is scattered to the winds, but we're all working together on MS Teams and getting our work done.
Well, we appreciate that. Joe and I were just talking about how many folks are working so hard through this, and they're not convening. You don't see them. They're in their bedrooms and closets and offices around their homes, but they're doing a lot of work, and your team is one of those as well. But now you guys are about to go into overtime here. You guys have some new resources that I've got to tell our businesses about. It's called Pinellas Cares. So can you lay it out for us?
Yeah, the CARES Act at the federal government level provided $170 million to Pinellas County for helping recover from the current pandemic. And $35 million of that has been set aside by the Board of County Commissioners for grants to small businesses within Pinellas County. At least in this initial phase, every company that qualifies will get a $5,000 grant. Does not have to be repaid. There are no loan documents. There's no reason to go to your bank or anything. So it's directly applying for the grant online. The application will be available next Monday. And basically, you need to prove that you were in existence 6 months ago and still open at on February 29th, right before all the closures occurred, and prove that you had an impact as a result of COVID. And just several other requirements. First of all, the important thing is that the business has to occupy commercial space. In order to get this money out quickly and affect as many people as possible in a positive way, we wanted to go for the companies that actually had rent and mortgage payments, utilities payments, and those that are more likely to have employees. And so home-based businesses have been made ineligible, for at least for this first phase. If you've got an outside location, you would qualify. You have to have between 1 and 25 full-time equivalent employees. So if it's just you, a sole proprietor, no employees, you qualify. If you have 50 employees and they work on average half-time, you still qualify. So it's the full-time equivalent. You add up all the hours of all your employees, divide by 40. If it's less than 25, you're in. And then you do, as I mentioned, you have to be in business since October 1st and that you are expected to return to business after the COVID crisis. So if you've already decided to permanently close your doors, you would not qualify.
So Mike, let me ask you. So first of all, that's great news. And I want to get all the details, but I get excited about this stuff. So is it all in the Fighting Chance Fund that St. Pete put together, we have five different kind of industry sectors that we're focused on. Are you guys focused on the same ones or did you broaden that at all?
Yeah, the industry segments are based on those that were required to close by the governor's order or the Board of County Commissioners order. So, and then those that were radically affected, like the lodging industry. So for lodging, for example, you have to be a short-term rental, either a lodging organization, you know, an actual hotel, motel, or a management company for, say, condominium properties where you're doing vacation rentals on behalf of others. For the food service establishments, we know our bars and restaurants were forced to close by the order altogether. Restaurants could stay open with delivery and carry out, but it radically affected their ability to make money and to employ people. So they are included. Food trucks are included in our particular food grant as well. And then every non-essential business that was in the Safer at Home ordinance that was put out by the Board of County Commissioners is included. So if you were forced to close, you will be compensated. And then as long as you're not a home-based business. And then places of assembly are also included. So in that Safer at Home order, they closed down the movie theaters, they closed down concert venues and so on. So those would be included.
Well, that's great news. Now, do you have an unlimited supply of money or how many businesses do you think this will affect? Because I'm trying to get the most of my members into the business community of St. Pete. So I'm going to tell them to apply the day it starts. But can you estimate that there's...
Yeah, no, and that's the beauty of this program, too. There isn't a hurry, so you don't have to worry about being too late to the table to have the money. We have calculated, based on the criteria that we put together and the data that we have available, we have more than enough money for all 6,500 businesses who we think would qualify to receive that $5,000. So take your time, get the application right. You'll get your money faster if you do it right the first time and we don't have to go back and forth on it. That'll be better than just trying to rush through it to get into the queue because you don't have to worry about that.
Well, that is certainly exciting news for all of us. And that sounds like it's very appropriate. So tell me again the timing because everybody's now getting excited. They just started to pay attention to us because we said we had money. Now we have $5,000. Tell them again the details on what you want them to do to get that money.
Sure. Well, this is all new to all of us. So we're putting together the portal right now, putting the final touches on the application and the computer software. We plan to roll out on Monday, May the 4th. We'll have a lot of information before that time. So you'll be able to see the criteria that we're looking for. You'll be able to see a list of the documents that will need to be attached to the application. And that way you can, you know, over the weekend, you can start putting those documents together and be ready on Monday. But again, there is no rush. So, you know, take your time, get the, talk to your accountants, get the right forms, and you'll be faster getting your money if you do that. But we do look forward to launching this on Monday at the very latest.
Well, again, thank you. Do you have any expectation of like turnaround? I mean, if someone, are you setting expectations? Is it a 30-day turnaround, a 2-week? I mean, like what do you guys think, are you projecting for that?
Yeah, everybody's kind of reluctant to say anything right now because, we have never done it before. We believe if you have all your documents handy, it'll only take about 10 minutes, 15 minutes to put the application together. And we do believe that once our reviewing crew is up to speed, if it's a standard application that has all of the blanks filled in and all of the forms attached, we should be able to process that within an hour of each application. What we don't know is how many of those will be non-standard that will have to get escalated up. And so we're still unsure of that. And then we do know that the process in the clerk's finance, the entire internal audit process and risk avoidance and fraud detection and all of that will take days. And we're estimating about 10 days from the time of the approval. The beauty of it is, though, you can go back in. Once you put in your application, you can return with your ID number, and you'll find the status of your particular application, where it is in the process, and you can keep up to speed that way.
Well, that I know it's a brave new world for you, but I appreciate you guys thinking through this, and that's a lot of businesses that are going to be sending you information. So I ask all of our businesses to pay attention to what Mike's saying is, get it right the first time so he doesn't have to track you down and delay it. Because I'm sure if they put you on the delay pile, you don't want to be on that pile. You want to be on the move forward as fast as possible, right?
Exactly.
Good deal. And then so the home-based businesses didn't get covered again, and you understood the explanation. Do you see any other opportunities for home-based businesses in the future? Or?
It could happen. I mean, what we're trying to do in the initial phase is get as much money out to affect as many people as possible. So the businesses that have physical locations, have rent, they have utilities, they have definite expenses that could conceivably reach that $5,000 level for the period of the COVID. We can't be sure of that with home-based businesses. And the extra level of checking to see if you had enough expenses to justify $5,000 just wasn't worth it when we in this initial phase. What we want to try to do is help those home-based businesses, and we'll be meeting beginning next week even to look at how we can go to phase two and broaden that a little bit. But it will require an extra level of scrutiny, and you'll have to prove the level of your loss at that point.
Yep, I understand the complexity of that. It's just a lot of those folks, and they're asking me that question, so I want to make sure that we get it out to you now.
Oh, understandable.
Yep. But Mike, we're so appreciative how swift the county has worked, how focused they are on helping our businesses. So we appreciate that. And we also understand, I know that you're not part of that decision-making group, but now it looks like we're going to be getting out to the beach again as well as of yesterday. Is that correct?
Yes, the Board of County Commissioners authorized the reopening the beaches starting at 7 a.m. on Monday. The sheriff will be, the deputies will be going up and down the beach on ATVs and drones and everything else to keep people 6 feet apart and groups no larger than 10 family members. Then we can see how that goes. But if people cooperate, we'll be able to enjoy our beaches again. We got 35 miles of them, so we can spread out pretty far.
Yeah, I hope we do, because I'm asking everybody to just pay attention to phase one guidelines for you as individuals. It still requires that you have a great deal of your own personal responsibility for you and the health of others. So the safe distancing of 6 feet, if you choose to, wearing a mask, that's even better. But even on the beach, not assembling in groups larger than 10, no family, no larger than your family. Those things still have to be in place. Or it can actually delay us opening. Don't you agree, Mike? If we.
Oh, yeah. No, we need to show the cooperation. They'll open retail stores when they see you can handle the beaches. So, you know, yeah. Be sure you're doing the right thing out there. And same, the pools are opening at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, Thursday morning. But there are restrictions there. You've got to do half the capacity that the pool can normally carry. All of the pools have a capacity rating for them, so your condo owner and their private pool will know what that capacity is, and we'll need to again keep that 6 foot of distance and the 10 people congregating rule.
Great. Well, those are great updates. I know people will love to hear it. I certainly hope everybody heard your last point, though, is that they're not going to let us open the retail if we can't handle the beaches. So everybody, please go get some fresh air, but just follow the rules so that all of us can get back to business, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate you jumping on so quick. And thank you for the information. And everybody, let's get in line and get that resource to your business as quick as possible. And Joe, again, thank you for covering us. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks, Mike. Good to see you.
Great. Thank you.